light to my path. Welcome back to the Hackberry House, a daily podcast devoted to the Word of God and the persecuted church. I'm Bob, and this is podcast number 254. It's August 25, 2015. Well, today, that might sound strange, some of you to hear me reading from Halley's Bible Handbook to you, but you'll see that he had some very special things in there. I'm not going to read any of the actual commentaries of the different books, but some of the things he has to say about the Bible itself. This man, let me tell you a bit about Henry Halley, and I'm reading from the jacket of the book. He's an author, he's a minister, Bible lecturer, born in the bluegrass section of Kentucky, reared in a Christian home environment. In 1895, graduated from Transylvania College in the College of the Bible. Then he taught the preparatory department of Transylvania College. And the next year, he was at the Women's Missionary College in Hazel Green, Kentucky. Ordained to the ministry, 1898. 10 years of pastoral service in Michigan. Loved to organize and memorize favorite passages of the Bible. And the habit grew upon him until he could recite from memory entire books from the Bible in abridged, connected form and in their own words. For many years, his work was the life work was the giving of these Bible recitals. And he'd have an introductory statement about each thing that he was reciting and the historic setting of it. It gave him many speaking engagements. And then, and this is coast to coast, 35 states took him in. And that was what eventually became the basis of the Halley's Bible Handbook. Quite a man of God. Finally wrote one of these, put one of these books together in 1924, the beginning of Halley's Bible Handbook. You've heard of the handbook, I'm sure. Many editions of it, and it's still out there. But back at the 25th edition, I forget what year that was exactly, at the 25th edition, things changed a little bit. I'm looking, the book that I'm reading from is the 24th edition. He passed away, and after he passed away, his family and Zondervan took it upon themselves to speak for him and to change things for him. One of the most exciting parts of Halley's Bible Handbook is the section in the back about church history. And he takes the church's history all through the Middle Ages and all through to the present day and all the different kinds of things that were going on. And this became politically a problem to his family and to Zondervan, and they decided they couldn't publish the truth about Romanism anymore and what was really going on in the Dark Ages and all about the popes and all of that. They took it all out. If you will buy a Bible, Halley's Bible Handbook today, you won't find any of that truth about what was going on in the church during all those very wicked ages. You'll find it in the one that's in front of me and in all the older ones, but they took it out. They just took it out. That's what they do these days. I guess you know, don't you? This is what's been happening. That's why I wanted to go back to this book. I'm not going to be reading the church history section, but just to get you the flavor of a man of God, what he was like, and how he loved the Bible. Many other people loved the Bible too, and in fact, he, in his book, the very beginning of it, in this edition, the 24th edition, on page 18 and 19, he talks about notable sayings about the Bible. Great men, not necessarily men of God, but just men and some women through the years, men whose names you will know and what they thought about the Bible. Abraham Lincoln, for example, "I believe the Bible is the best gift God has ever given to man. All the good from the Savior of the world is communicated to us through this book." Not too many politicians willing to talk like that today, right? Gladstone, you know that name? W.E. Gladstone. "I have known 95, he said, "of the world's great men in my time. And of these 95, 87 were followers of the Bible. The Bible is stamped with a specialty of origin, and an immeasurable distance separates it from all competitors." George Washington said, it's impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. You say that today, you're going to lose, right? Things have changed in your nation, my friend, and mine too. Napoleon said, the Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Spoken by a conqueror, Napoleon. Queen Victoria, that book accounts for the supremacy of England. Well, look at England today and you'll see what's happened to England. You can look at America today and it won't be long perhaps before they'll be looking back on Christian America and the people that forsook the Bible. Daniel Webster said, if there's anything in my thoughts or style to commend, the credit is due to my parents for instilling in me an early love of the Scriptures. If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we and our posterity neglect its instructions and authority, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all our glory in profound obscurity. Prophetic, don't you think? Thomas Carlyle, the Bible is the truest utterance that ever came by alphabetic letters from the soul of man, through which, as through a window divinely opened, all men can look into the stillness of eternity and discern in glimpses their far distant, long forgotten home. Now I ask that you take it easy on these men. These are not theologians. These are not necessarily born-again Christians I'm talking about here, but men who caught the vision of how wonderful the Bible is. John Ruskin said, whatever merit there is in anything that I have written is simply due to the fact that when I was a child, my mother daily read to me a part of the Bible and daily made me learn a part of it by heart. Charles Dana said, the grand old book still stands, and this old earth, the more its leaves are turned and pondered, the more it will sustain and illustrate the pages of the sacred word. Thomas Huxley, the Bible has been the Magna Carta of the poor and oppressed. The human race is not in a position to dispense with it. W.H. Seward, the whole hope of human progress is suspended on the ever-growing influence of the Bible. Patrick Henry, the Bible is worth all other books which have ever been printed. Isn't it amazing, these founders of our country, these men who were there at the very beginning, and we're told that there was nothing about Christianity back then. I'm giving you the quotes from these men who loved the Bible. Ulysses S. Grant, the Bible is the sheet anchor of our liberties. Horace Greeley, it's impossible to enslave mentally or socially a Bible-reading people. The principles of the Bible are the groundwork of human freedom. Andy Jackson, that book, sir, is the rock on which our republic rests. Wow, maybe there was a time, right? Robert E. Lee, in all my perplexities and distresses, the Bible has never failed to give me light and strength. Lord Tennyson, Bible reading is an education in itself. Another great American, John Quincy Adams, so great is my veneration for the Bible that the earlier my children begin to read it, the more confident will be my hope that they will prove useful citizens of their country and respectable members of society. I have for many years made it a practice to read through the Bible once every year. President Adams. Immanuel Kant, the existence of the Bible as a book for the people is the greatest benefit which the human race has ever experienced. Every attempt to belittle it is a crime against humanity. Charles Dickens, the New Testament is the very best book that ever was or ever will be known in the world. Sir William Herschel, All human discoveries seem to be made only for the purpose of confirming more and more strongly the truths contained in the sacred scriptures. Sir Isaac Newton. There are more sure marks of authenticity in the Bible than in any profane history. Goethe. Let mental culture go on advancing. Let the natural sciences progress in ever greater extent and depth, and the human mind widen itself as much as it desires beyond the elevation and moral culture of Christianity. As it shines forth in the Gospels, it will not go. And finally, a lengthy quote from Henry Van Dyke. Born in the East and clothed in Oriental form and imagery, the Bible walks the ways of all the world with familiar feet and enters land after land to find its own everywhere. It has learned to speak in hundreds of languages to the heart of men. Children listen to its stories with wonder and delight. Wise men ponder them as parables of life. The wicked and the proud tremble at its warnings. But to the wounded and penitent, it has a mother's friendship, a mother's voice. It has woven itself into our dearest dreams so that love, sympathy, devotion, memory, hope, put on the beautiful garments of its treasured speech. No man is poor or desolate who has this treasure for his own. When the landscape darkens and the trembling pilgrim comes to the valley of the shadow, he's not afraid to enter. He takes the rod and staff of scripture in his hand. He says to friend and comrade, "Goodbye, and we shall meet again." And comforted by that support, he goes forward and toward the lonely pass as one who walks through darkness into light. Whoa. Well, there it is. That's from Halley's Bible Handbook. All the quotes are from all these different men. I don't have the places where those were quoted from. We'll have to let that go. There's more, much more in Halley's Bible Handbook about just the Bible. I want to give that to you in a couple of days to come, and hope that you'll stay with me. And after that, we want to get into the Bible itself. We're actually not starting with Genesis, and I'm not going through the whole Bible, but as I do my daily devotions from day to day, I will be touched by various things and want to share those things with you. Other days, I will give you the works of the great men of God. Down through the years, we're in the middle of several books, as you know. We'll get back to them little by little as we move along. I want to remind you that this podcast comes to you every day and features not only the things I just mentioned, but North Korea updates and, well, just a whole lot more. You can go to Sermon Audio or Amazon.com. You can go to Amazon.com/ the word author, another / and B. Faulkner, B-F-A-U-L-K-N-E-R, that's me. You'll see all my books there that are for sale. And I don't sell books for a living. I made them with a group called createspace.com. By the way, if you want to publish a book, that's a good place to go to yourself. And they suggest, in fact, practically demand that you charge a certain amount. There's a minimum that you're allowed to charge, and I chose that minimum each time. I'm not interested in making money on this. I was interested in organizing the things that I have written through the years into book form and to pass those on to other people. All those writings are on sermonaudio.com if you want to go searching all over for them, or you can just get the books. Subscribe, will you, to this daily podcast. Click on that orange button and then click on iTunes. Email me, bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com, or a voicemail or text to 847-852-6873. You can ask a question, suggest a topic for study, just say hello, or, you know, be nice, whatever you say. Okay. Sermon audio topics cover a whole wide range of issues. Now today, I want to offer that book again. I'm not going to go through all the details that I did yesterday, but I do want you to have, I've got about 10 extra books. Once I've given these 10 away, that's it. Can't give any more. Contact me with that contact information and just ask for your book, Who is Jesus? It's 20 pages or so. We'll help you to share with your friends who Jesus is. And I would like you to have that. You'll have to give me your mailing address for that. Tomorrow we're going to continue with Hallie's Bible handbook about the Word of God and how wonderful it is. And that will go for another day or two probably. Then we'll get into where I've been in my devotions recently, the book of Revelation. Don't forget what we began with, Psalm 119, 105. Speaking to God, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my eyes.